Blog Talk Radio.
Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Oh, we focus on giving God praise, billions of praises all over the world, and offering up our prayers unto the Lord, who is the one who answers prayers. Amen. If you can have it, God can heal it. He really can. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. I need your prayers more than ever, my God. Yeah. We munched out on trying to get God 100 billion praises. Amen. I need your prayers more than ever. God bless all of you. Thank God for every person. We salute all of our people. Thank God for all of the pastors. Well, let me just say all of the bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. We also salute Lady Betty, Mother Eddie Johnson. That's our 94-year-old mother who's over our prayer warriors. And all of our assistants, our special assistant, Deaconess Gina Hodges, Pastor Kevin Strader, and Pastor James Williams, Elder Davis, Elder Coates, all of you, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, the assistant on your prayer line on Tuesday nights, Master Julie Hagan, and the one who gives us such a tremendous and exquisite introduction, Prophet Gail Stith, down there in Arkansas, who's been such an awesome blessing, Dr. Mary Lacey, Outreach, amen. Dr. Patricia Stern with the Pastor's Heart, and all of you who love the Lord, we just thank God for you. God is blessing us in what I call a multitudinous way. He is so ultra awesome, and we praise Him. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I dare not approach you without asking you to forgive me for all of my sins. The sins of omission, the things I should have done that I haven't gotten done, the sins of commission, the things that I've done, and help me to forgive those who have trespassed against me.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you. And we thank you for every miracle.
Thank you.
You are the God of miracles, God of blessings. You bless everywhere. And we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you, Lord. We love you and we praise you. Thank you for everything. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross and for bearing our sins on the cross and for dying for us on the cross. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because you've given us grace and mercy. Thank you for the ability to stand through storms because of you. We rebuke the enemy, the devil, you a liar. We bind you and cast you out, every demon. We bind you and cast you out. We rebuke that spirit, a spirit of bitterness, of nasty attitudes, of sickness, trying to make the people sick everywhere. You a liar. We rebuke strife and confusion and arrogance. That arrogant spirit and that proud spirit. The desire to be disrespectful. An overbearing spirit. A spirit that won't respect authority. When the Bible says, obey those who have rule over you. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A spirit that wants to give advice but won't take advice. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. A disobedient spirit to leadership. I rebuke it, a haughty spirit.
Yes.
We rebuke the spirit of lying on people. We rebuke the destructive devices. Every enemy on assignment. We rebuke every spirit on the line here. That controlling spirit wants to take over. You're a liar. The blood of Jesus gets on you. You're a liar, the blood of Jesus. Every witch and every warlock, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The resurrection blood of Jesus stands against you. Every camouflaged demon and the division that the enemy tries to bring among your people, saying, if I can divide them, I will conquer them. You're a liar. Instead of the enemy dividing your people, Lord, let the spirit of solidification to solidify your work, solidify your people, to work with one accord in the name of Jesus, come upon your people. And Lord, increase the love we have in our hearts for one another even more. And Lord, give us total victory in the name of Jesus. Bless those who are incarcerated. God, deliver them in the name of Jesus. Heal every person who's sick. Raise every person who's down. Touch every person on this prayer line. And give them the desires of their heart. We love you and we thank you for everything. We'll praise you forevermore and give you the glory for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, come on in. Please, take over. Holy Ghost, you're welcome in this place. Take over, Holy Ghost. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Good morning to all of y'all on this prayer line.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to thank all of you coming from all of these area codes all over the country and the block line all over the world. Understand we have more than 1 million listeners on the block line or more. And we want to thank God for all of you. We want to just say we love you. We thank the Lord again for you. And can we get you to just release all that sleep. Just God is more important. He woke you up this morning.
Yes.
Started you on your way.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let's worship the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
Recording started.
In the name of Jesus, God is so good. I want to teach on the Holy Ghost today. It is the most precious, or He is the most precious thing that anybody could ever have in their life. My God. Someone said, well, I've been saved for 40 years. I never received no Holy Ghost. Well, maybe you never wanted the Holy Ghost. Maybe you never knew to ask for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a He's not going to come in your life unless you want Him in your life. People used to think, well, I don't want to go around those, what they call them, holy rollers. Because whatever they got may jump off on me. That is so far from being the truth. Listen, the Holy Ghost is not going to jump off on you unless you want Him more than anybody in the whole wide world. So you got to want the Holy Ghost more than anybody, anything in your life. You got to want the whole... You got to want the Holy Ghost more than anything, because the Holy Ghost is the most precious gift that the Father sent from heaven. And perhaps you haven't received the Holy Ghost because you haven't asked Him to come in. Yeah. He's knocking on your door. Don't you hear Him? You go there and look out the peephole and see somebody standing out there, and you don't want Him to come in. You don't open the door. Never open the door. Man. And they don't come in your house. And the Holy Ghost is knocking. Been trying to get in there. Want to come in your house. But you don't have enough common sense to recognize that if you don't open the door, He won't come in. You have never opened the door. See, a whole lot of people have been saved. And they haven't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They haven't gone to the next level. He said, you mean to tell me there's another level? Yes, there's another level. You work on a job, don't you? Who you think allow people to have enough common sense to give promotions on the job? Who you think that came from? To give raises on the job. Where do you think that came from? You think man originated that? No. God is the originator of all good things. Is it a good thing to get a raise on the job? Is it a good thing to get a promotion? Any good thing, God originated it. Yeah, so all good things, the Bible says, all good things come from God. And if you recognize on your job, it's a good thing to have raises and promotions. Well, listen, in the spirit realm, after you accept Jesus Christ, there's another level. If you recognize on the job it's good to have another level, it's good to have another level in Jesus Christ. And you can have many, many, after you have get the Holy Ghost, you can have many, many refillings of the Holy Ghost. You take you higher and higher and higher. I know some people don't believe it, but God told me to tell them, my witness is in heaven, and my record, it's on high. It's recorded in heaven. That's what He told me to tell him. I went on a 1,000-day fast. I fasted 1,000 days. Didn't mean to go on a 1,000-day fast. If the Lord or anybody had said go on a 1,000-day fast, I said, oh, no. But I got into it, and I couldn't get out of it. And it was over 1,100 days that I... went without food 15 to 17 hours, something like that, every day. My mother got concerned about me. Other people were concerned about me. I went down to just skin and bones. And thank God He brought me through. But let me just tell you something. I realize that there are many levels in Jesus Christ. That's why I came out with this thanking God 1,000 times a day. 1,000 times. Came out with this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, and you will see it develop, amen, before your very eyes. See, a lot of times you have to lay the foundation before it jumps off, and God is blessing us to lay the foundation. Came out within, we're in the midst of this great, you might say, new awakening, a spiritual shift from shifting from the get me, that's been around for centuries. And now we're shifting Christendom, not just on the prayer line, but Christendom is shifting to the thank you. Yeah. And you say, well, I've been thanking him all the time. Yeah, but you haven't been thanking him 1,000 times a day. Amen. We're shifting to 1,000 times a day praise, asking people to give God 1,000 thank yous a day. It will get you a miracle. That's one thing we're trying to do, get people miracles all over this earth. And God is blessing. There's another level for you. There's another level, another level. Amen. Let me tell you something. The coolest thing in the whole wide world is to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the coolest thing in the world. Amen. I tell young people that. It's cool to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let me get to it here today, and let me tell you that the Lord basically gave me steps to receiving the Holy Ghost. I'm like that. The folks in this day and time, they want to know, well, what is the progression? What is the process? 1, 2, 3, 4. And so the Lord gave me 5 steps to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. First of all, you must decide that you want the Lord in your life. Now, I didn't say the Holy Ghost there. I said you must decide that you want the Lord in your life. In other words, you must decide that I want to be saved. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Why are you saying that, Dr. Johnson? I'm saying that because I've been praying for people at the altar, and you ask them, do you want to be saved? And guess what? They got it figured out, you know, how to avoid stuff. They'll say, well, yeah, I want to be saved, but not now. Not now. I know that that's the devil, because he tries to get them off on a tangent and tries to keep them from being saved. He wants to destroy them. Just give me a little bit more time. I'll get them. No, take that out of your vocabulary. I want the Holy Ghost. No, I want to be saved, first of all. I want to be saved. When? Now. Right now. That's, I get excited at the altar when people say, I want to be saved. When you want to be saved? Now. All right, you can be saved right now. How do you be saved? Confess with your mouth, Romans 10:9, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. And we tell him that, and God begins to bless. God begins to save them. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, Romans 10:10, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I love that Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It always reminds me of when I went on that roller coaster at age 16, and that roller coaster kept going up, 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 up. Went over that hump and started coming straight down, down, down. It looked like we were going to be killed. And before I knew it, I was hollering, save me, Jesus! Save me, Jesus! Other folks were just screaming to the top of their voices. I was hollering, save me, Jesus! See, that's when I began to recognize what save is all about. I wanted to be saved from destruction. I wanted to be saved from being killed that day. Yeah, and that's what being saved is all about in the spirit realm. It's being saved from destruction, from sin and shame. You don't get hell, fire, and damnation. You get eternal life to live with Jesus forever and ever and ever. Oh, my God. It's a wonderful thing to be saved. That's the first step. You gotta get saved. The first step is decide that you want to be saved. And then the second step is to get saved, be converted, be born again, and accept Christ. Let me say that again. First step, decide. Make up in your mind you want to be saved. The second step is to accept Christ. Get saved. Be converted. Yeah. And my God, you have just a wonderful thing happening in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 16:16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Oh, my God. So you want to decide, make your choice. Yeah, let me give you a scripture for that. Joshua 24:15 says, "Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve." And then he said, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Choose, decide. You want to be saved. First step, choose, decide. Second step, get saved, get converted, be born again, accept Jesus as your Savior. And then after that, follow Jesus in baptism. Water baptism is what I'm talking about. Water baptism. You know, tell your pastor, "I want to be baptized." Makes a difference. Why? Because Jesus was baptized. He thought so much of being baptized, he went to the Jordan and allowed John the Baptist to baptize him. It says that you're on the Lord's side. It's an outward stamp on you that you really have decided to accept Jesus as your Savior. You're giving your heart to him. Then you're baptized in water, which says that you surrender and that you have been made a decision to live for Jesus Christ. All right? Then that's the third thing. Let me recap that a moment. Decide that you want to live for the Lord. You want to get saved. Secondly, get saved. Yeah, be converted. Accept Christ. Thirdly, follow Jesus in baptism. Then after that, number four, allow the Lord to sanctify you. See, you got to, after you come to Jesus Christ, you got to allow the Lord to clean you up. What does that mean, sanctify? Sanctify means to get rid of everything in your life that's not like the Lord. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, "Abstain." That means to withdraw, withhold, to go without, to give up, to get away from that appearance of all evil. Yeah, abstain from the appearance of all evil. Don't make it even look like you wanna be running with the sinners. Don't let it look that way, like you trying to go back to the parties, like you trying to go back to the clubs, like you want to smoke. Yeah, I saw a man when I was a boy who had gotten saved, and then they saw him on the corner down there smoking a cigarette. Hurt a lot of young people. Don't even look like you want to go back into the world of sin. Don't even look like you want to start drinking again. Don't even look like that. Yeah, from all appearance of evil. And then it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify." What does that mean, sanctify? To make you holy, to purify you, to consecrate you, to get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. The very God of peace sanctify you. How? Holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, not H-O-L-Y, but W-H-O-L-L-Y. In other words, he sanctifies you completely, holy, totally, in every way. You want to get sanctified. The things you used to do, you don't do no more. The places you used to go, you don't go no more. Yeah, all the habits you used to have, all that smoking, get rid of it. Even doctors got that much common sense to tell you it's destroying your body. And some people say, well, I want to smoke. Well, you don't want the Holy Ghost because you're not going to get it. How would you think? The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 6:19. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's not your body. It's the Lord's body. Yeah, the Holy Ghost lives there. And mean to tell me you're going to put smoke all in there? Oh, my God. He's not going to come in that temple with smoke everywhere and nowhere. He's not going to do it. Yeah, so you have to be sanctified wholly, your whole body. Yeah. Some people say, well, how do I teach folk it's a sin to smoke? Well, you won't find any scriptures in the Bible that says it's a sin to smoke. But where you got to find that at in the Bible is this scripture I'm telling you, 1 Corinthians 6:19, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And it's not yours. It belongs to God. You just in a borrowed body. when you leave this place, you leave about it. It's not yours in the first place. That's why it's a sin to tattoo the body. Why? Because you can't put all that stuff on something that doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. You got a car outside? Let somebody go out there and take a big old sledgehammer and start beating the glasses out, the windows out, beating big old holes in your hood. You call the police, they're going to come get them. Why? Because it belongs to you. You made the payments on the car. And he can't come out there, or nobody can come out there and take a sledgehammer and beat your car all over. Why? It doesn't belong to them. They'll get put in jail, maybe prison, because it belongs to you. And here you are trying to tattoo a body that doesn't belong to you. Here you are trying to smoke and drink and do things to that body and take drugs. It doesn't belong to you. That's why it's a sin. So you got to abstain. I'm still here in 1 Thessalonians 5, 2. And the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. Yeah. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless, that you won't be accused of all that until the coming of our Lord. So allow the Lord to sanctify you. Let's go over it again. First of all, decide that you want to live for the Lord, that you want the Lord in your life. Secondly, get saved. That's being saved. Decide you want the Lord to live in your life. That's being saved. Then get saved. Yeah. Do you have to get saved at church? No. I accepted Jesus Christ on the street. Gave him my heart and soul and mind. Jesus came in my heart. I went down to the church. Mom was there. Mom found out I was saved. She went to shouting. Aunt Millie found out I was saved. She went to shouting. I didn't know nothing about shouting, but I got the shouting too. Amen. So that's the second step. Get saved. Thirdly, follow Jesus in water baptism. And fourthly, allow the Lord to sanctify you. Yeah. To get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. Then here's the fifth step. Then seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there's another level after you get saved. Some people have been taught that when you get saved, you get everything you need. There's another level. Are you still in the kindergarten? Didn't you start in the kindergarten? Did you go to the first grade and second grade and third grade and on up, and then you got your bachelor's degree or whatever? Some have stayed in school until they got their master's and doctorate, and then sometimes a second doctorate, whatever. But there's another level. Don't start just with being saved and say, well, that's it. No, no, no. You can go to another level. You can get the baptism of the Holy Ghost and go to many other levels and being refilled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So you want step five, seek the baptism. Lord, I want the baptism. You got to want the baptism more than anything in the world. Lord, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to be refilled if you've been filled. See, I said it a while ago. I said it again. A lot of people have been saved, and you never have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Knock it again. Don't you hear him knocking again?
Right back. Hold on. God bless you all.